Welcome back to another deep dive with CSOC & Co. Have you ever noticed how some presentations or reports just leave you wondering, so what? Like, they list a bunch of activities, but the actual impact gets lost.
Oh, totally. It's a common trap. I think we get caught up in the what and we forget to highlight the why.
Exactly. And that's where today's deep dive comes in. We're exploring this framework called VBM syntax. And it's a simple, but surprisingly effective way to communicate value up front.
Kind of like a shortcut to answering that so what question.
Okay, so let's unpack this a little bit. What does VBM actually stand for?
Sure. So VBM stands for value by means.
Okay.
And the by is key here. It acts as a preposition that links the value you created to the way you achieved it. So instead of just listing activities, you lead with the impact.
So instead of saying, I implemented a new training program.
Exactly.
You'd say, I boosted employee productivity by 15% by implementing a new training program.
Exactly. You're instantly showcasing the value that 15% productivity boost.
Right.
And then explaining how you got there. It's similar to the pyramid principle that consultants use.
Okay.
But much more straightforward and easy to apply in everyday situations.
I'm already seeing how this could be useful. The CSOC notes actually have some great examples of VBM in action.
Absolutely. Let's say you're in an all-hands meeting. Instead of saying, we launched a new marketing campaign, you could say we generated a 20% increase in leads by launching a targeted social media campaign. Which one sounds more impactful?
The second one, for sure. It's not just about what you did, but it's about the results that you delivered.
And that shift in focus makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It immediately grabs the listener's attention and makes your message more memorable.
And the notes also mention using this in a job interview setting.
Right. Instead of saying, I managed a team of five, you could say, I exceeded quarterly sales goals by 10% by effectively managing and motivating a team of five sales representatives.
That's so much more compelling.
Right.
You're not just listing your responsibilities, you're highlighting your contributions and accomplishments.
And it's all thanks to that simple value by means structure.
This framework is really making me rethink how I communicate. It's like a light bulb went off.
Yeah.
It seems pretty straightforward for past achievements.
Uh-huh.
But can you use VBM for future goals as well?
Absolutely. And that's where it gets even more interesting. It's like when you frame your goals using this VBM, you're basically front loading the value that you want to create.
Yeah.
It forces you to think strategically about the impact you want to achieve before you even consider the how.
That's fascinating. So how would we actually apply this to setting goals?
Okay, so let's imagine you're leading a product development team.
Okay.
Instead of saying, our goal is to release a new product by Q3.
Right.
You could say, our goal is to capture 5% of the market share by launching a user-friendly mobile app by Q3.
Ah, I see. You instantly elevated that goal statement.
Right.
It's not just about hitting a deadline. It's about the tangible value that you're aiming to create in the market.
Exactly. And that clarity can be incredibly motivating for your team.
Yeah.
Everyone understands why their work matters and how it contributes to the bigger picture.
The CSOC notes also point out that this framework isn't just limited to humans. Apparently, you can even use VBM with AI.
That's right. Think about those AI writing tools or chatbots. Sometimes the output can feel a bit generic and rambling.
Oh, tell me about it. It's like they're just throwing words at the wall and hoping something sticks.
Well, with VBM, you can actually train AI tools to communicate in a more structured and impactful way.
Wait, really? How do you do that?
It varies depending on the specific tool, but the general idea is to feed it examples of VBM sentences.
Okay.
And then ask it to generate similar responses. You could even use the CSOC note as a reference.
That's amazing. So instead of passively accepting whatever the AI spits out, I can actually guide it to produce content that aligns with my communication goals.
Precisely. You're leveraging the power of AI. Yeah.
While still maintaining control over the message.
Right.
And this can be incredibly valuable in a world where AI is becoming increasingly integrated into our workflows.
You know, for such a simple framework, VBM has so many potential applications.
It does.
But the notes also talk about taking this a step further. Something about expanding with. What is that all about?
That's where we move beyond just stating the value and the means. It's about enriching your communication with additional context and insights that resonate with your specific audience.
Okay, I'm intrigued. Give me an example.
Let's go back to that all hands meeting.
Yeah.
You've announced we achieved 15% sales growth by launching targeted promotional campaigns.
Right. So far, so good. What's the expanding with part?
Well, instead of stopping there, you could add layers of detail that makes the achievement even more meaningful.
Okay.
You could mention the team's hard work, the innovative strategies they employed, or even unexpected challenges they overcame.
So it's about going beyond the what and the how and providing that so what for the specific audience. Exactly. Think of it like this. The value by means statement is the foundation.
Okay.
And then you build upon it with additional information that's tailored to your audience and their needs.
That's brilliant. It's like adding those extra spices that elevate a dish from good to unforgettable.
I love that analogy. And the CSOC note actually offers some helpful prompts for different communication contexts. For sales pitches, you might expand with differentiators, support offered, or cost effectiveness.
And for investor pitches, it could be market potential scalability or your team's expertise. Wow, this is really opening up a whole new world of communication possibilities.
It is, isn't it? And the beauty of it is that it encourages strategic thinking.
Yeah.
You're not just throwing information out there. You're crafting a message that's clear, compelling,
yes,
and tailored for maximum impact.
We've covered a lot of ground today. From past achievements to future goals, AI interaction, and even this expanding with concept. Is there anything else from the CSOC note that we should highlight before wrapping up?
There is one more nugget from the CSOC note that I think is particularly relevant for our listeners. It's about remembering that VBM syntax isn't just a communication tactic. It's a reflection of a value-driven mindset.
Ooh, that's interesting. Expand on that a little bit for me. What do you mean by a value-driven mindset?
It's about approaching your work, your communication, even your daily interactions with a focus on creating value for others. It's about constantly asking yourself, what impact am I making? How am I contributing to the bigger picture?
So it's not just about using the right words, but it's about having the right intentions behind those words.
Exactly. And when you approach communication from that perspective, it naturally becomes clearer, more concise, and more impactful. You're not just trying to impress people. You're genuinely trying to share something valuable with them.
That's such a powerful shift in thinking. It's like VBM is not just a tool for crafting better sentences, but it's a tool for crafting a better approach to our work and our relationships.
Yeah, I couldn't have said it better myself. And the beautiful thing is this mindset is contagious. When you communicate with clarity and purpose, it inspires others to do the same.
Yeah.
It elevates the entire conversation and creates a more positive and productive environment.
We've covered so much ground in this deep dive, from the basic structure of VBM syntax to its applications in goal-setting AI interaction, and even this idea of a value-driven mindset. It's incredible how much we've unpacked from just one simple framework.
It is. It's a testament to the power of clear and concise communication.
Yeah.
And the CSOC note is a fantastic resource for anyone who wants to dive deeper into this topic and explore its various applications.
Absolutely. For our listeners who are now fired up and ready to start using VBM in their own lives, what's the one key takeaway that you want them to remember?
Just remember, this communication is about creating value for others. When you lead with value, clarity follows. And when clarity follows, so does impact.
Beautifully put. So, dear listeners, what will you achieve using VBM syntax? We hope this deep dive has given you the tools and inspiration to communicate with confidence and purpose. Until next time, keep diving deep and keep creating value.